Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. San Diego Comic-Con is in a couple weeks. Come see us at the Balboa Theater. Or if you happen to live in Texas and you're not going to go to San Diego, we're going to be in Houston and Dallas the following weekend after Comic-Con. So you can find out where we're going to be if you go to nerdist.com/calendar. Come out and see us there. I'd like to thank Bing.com for supporting this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. Bing has a social element to it now, so you can actually go to Bing. You can use new features that are probably relevant to your interest in the Nerdist audience. Like, have you ever been to a movie before? You like movies? You like movies, Katie?
Yeah, I love movies.
You like food?
I do like food sometimes.
I put movies and food in the same category. Like, just things we gotta do. How did people live before movies, Katie? How did they do anything before a movie?
I don't think they did.
No.
No.
We were just these kind of like blobby masses.
Yeah. And then just ate food all day.
That just ate food all day. And then, you'd have to shit that out. and then one day, movies. And then we were able to stand upright and form societies. And so I'm going to say, and I hope this isn't, and you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, Katie, I think movies are probably the most important thing to happen to humanity since the advent of an oxygen atmosphere.
Yeah, I would
an
agree.
An oxygen-rich atmosphere.
I would completely agree.
Okay, good. So now with Bing.com, you just put in movies, and then what you're going to get back is you're going to get trailers, you're going to get theaters, you're going to get showtimes, you're going to get links to buy tickets, you're going to get tons more. You're going to see all of your friends from Facebook and Twitter, see what they're saying about those films. And then when you want to write something about a review or if you have anything to say or questions, then it's going to post right to your account when you link Bing to your Facebook account. So a huge social aspect, which I think is pretty cool, because you pretty much rely on your friends' opinions about stuff anyway. That is probably why they're your friends, except for the one fuck-up friend that everyone has, and then you do the opposite of what he says. But if you don't want to trust your friends, then it'll also pull in reviews, like you'll get Ebert reviews or other reviews that come in about movies you want to see. So Bing.com is an amazing way to connect with your friends, find out about what's going on in fields you like films. So check it out, Bing.com. Thanks again to Bing for supporting the Nerdist Podcast. We certainly appreciate it, so that we can do episodes like this one, a hostful episode, which a lot of people, I'm told, Katie, think we don't do enough of, which is nice.
They like to hear you guys.
Because I never thought anyone would give a crap about the hostful episodes. We just did it for fun.
Well, they love them.
Well, that's really nice. Say, do you like movies too? You're pretty easygoing.
Yeah.
you're pretty easygoing at KT_money.
Yep.
Was just regular KT money taken?
Yeah, and the person's only tweeted once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's one of those.
Oh, what a rip.
I know. And I was like, I got on Twitter right at the beginning, too.
They squatted your KT money.
Yeah, I know. There's no way to get it that I know of, at least. So.
I have ways. I'm going to try to help you get at KT money. Do you want to lose the underscore?
I'm fine with it now. Oh, I've gotten used to it.
Fine, then. I won't.
Yeah. Well, thank you, though.
Whatever. You and your underscore. Here's Nerdist Podcast episode number
225.
Let's say that's it.
Yeah.
Hostful goodness!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello?
Is it? Am I going through?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Hello?
Can you not hear you?
No, it was kind of like phasing.
Hello, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, I think this is fine now.
Ow! Right, yeah, I'm your Steve Wozniak.
Steve
Wozniak just sounds like a name that's being said backwards. Steve Wozniak.
That's all Weird Al was saying during the Amish Paradise video.
What?
When he talks backwards.
Oh, that's all. Yeah, Steve Wozniak.
Did you? There's the new video for Motion City soundtrack for True Romance. It's kind of like that Spike Jones Far Side video where the whole thing's backwards.
Yep.
And they're lip syncing forward.
Right.
And you know them. It's like with that video, it's like sometimes you can see it's like they're having trouble keeping up. Justin from Motion City Soundtrack does a pretty amazing job, just doing the backwards
thing.
Those
guys are great. Tony Thaxton and Jesse.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they're just a great fucking group of guys.
And that new album, I'm buds with a couple of them. And I never really liked the band for a while. You know, they kind of started around this. It's a similar music I was listening to, but they started kind of when I was not listening to it anymore.
Yeah.
And I was always like, oh, this is kind of like a second wave of that kind of stuff. And I never really listened to it. And then this new album is fucking awesome.
That's great.
Like pretty perfect pop songs. Like the song Timelines is beautiful. And the chorus is, it's not a matter of time. It's a matter of timing.
Oh.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. it's a great
That's
lyric.
Something we can all appreciate.
Yeah. I'm on board with that sentiment.
But yeah, it's good. I recommend it.
You went to Chicago.
I went to the North Burbs of Chicago.
Oh.
It sounded like you just said Chicago.
No,
Chicago.
I did not say it.
It sounded like you said
that's what the North Burbs of Chicago
are called. Oh,
Jonah. Hey. Birthplace of many a Second City character.
Yeah. Yeah, every once in a while I would see a sign. I was like, yeah, that sounds familiar. Like maybe Odenkirk or Chris Farley or somebody has used that as someone's last name,
yeah.
A character's last name.
Yeah. What did you go for? Did you go for another wedding?
I went for Deanna's brother now got married.
Everyone's getting married. You go to more weddings than anyone I know.
Yeah.
More weddings and a funeral.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Late 20s, early 30s. I guess that's the time for it. I mean, you've been going to a lot of divorce parties.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to make a broad sweeping generalization about the area I'm from in the South. A lot of people get married around college. Then get divorced mid to late 20s, then get remarried early 30s.
And that's when it...
That's like second marriage. So there's like second weddings.
Yeah.
A lot of second weddings.
It was a fun wedding. It was a drunk wedding. It was better going there than to Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And the best part is Deanna's... Remember when in Jamaica, Deanna's stepdad asked her mom for a divorce.
Yeah.
And then the dude just kept on trying to hang out with me.
Yes.
Well, the first time I'm trying to meet all her family, yeah. I'm just like, come on, dude, chill out. Get away from me. You're making me look bad.
And then he
didn't show up. So I had a great time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, at the end of that other wedding, did he get the band to start playing and got up and sang, can I borrow a feeling?
Can you lend me a jar of love?
Broken hearts need some healing.
Here's the funny thing though. Like I went to a wedding for his daughter last year.
Kirk Van Houten.
This guy that Deanna's ex stepdad.
Oh, okay.
Ex stepdad. That's weird. That's a lot of precursors. But he sung the song "I Saw Her First." I saw her first. And then so I remember we were all making fun of him behind his back. And then the wedding in Jamaica, it's Deanna's dad, who's this really cool guy, like loves like great movies, got Deanna into like Mystery Science Theater growing up and stuff like that. Really awesome dude. And we were all he's like, oh, I should like request a song to dance with my daughter, and then we all start going, do I saw her first? And he's like, no, fuck you, no. And then the song started to play, and then he got really mad because we had requested it.
Oh, shit.
And then just this past time, like I saw him, I was like, hey, you should request a song. I saw him first.
That is really funny.
Bad wedding songs to sing.
Real bad. real bad.
I think Closer by Nine Inch Nails would be a bad one to sing to do.
Especially because you're just going to have some guy going, whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop. I want to fuck you like an animal.
Right.
I want to fill you from the inside.
Doesn't Al do that in one of his medleys?
I think it was, Jesus.
Wow.
Would that be on Bad Hair Day?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. That might be the era.
So this era.
Era Wozniak. I think this is
era
a
Chappaquiddick.
Era the Pleistocene era. This has been a lot of fun for me. The stand-up special, my one-hour stand-up special is coming out in the fall. I don't know exactly when yet. Maybe October or so.
You're right.
But
tell me about how warmed up the room was.
Well, since I wasn't there, very warm.
That room was sweet and warmed up Jonah Ray, who read all the rules in a hilarious fashion.
Hey, we want you to do 10 minutes. All right. Well, now we want you to do 5 and read all these rules. All right. Do you want a guy maybe that's a producer on the
show? For your closing act, we want you to read all these rules for
Your closing bit.
If you could just close with.
Yeah. And if your closing bit could just be your bit.
Yeah.
They wrote your closer for you. That's nice. Yeah.
It did work out all right.
Basically what happens is when you do a special and your special airs, that material's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just you can't really.
Are you dreading this?
Well, it's not that I'm dreading it a little bit. I'm dreading and excited about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm so happy to just be done with a lot of bits that I've been doing for the last few years. But it's also terrifying because it's like, I just fucking got to start over. And the exciting thing about that is that first hour, there was never really a plan in place. It was just sort of, oh, here's a chunk that's working. Here's a chunk that's working. How do I tie this together? So now, starting from scratch, I have a much different viewpoint of everything.
Yeah.
And I can really kind of go, so what is it as an hour long thing do I want to say?
Yeah.
And really try to build something rather than just stitching together a bunch of bits.
Yeah.
But it's really fucking crazy because I took a little break after we shot the special in February and I've been so busy with all the Nerdist stuff that I just haven't really been writing anything new. So I went to Myra's open mic and, you know, like started trying out some stuff. And then I did Death Ray. Comedy Bang Bang at UCB a couple Tuesdays ago, and it had the weirdest show.
This is great storytelling.
Do you know this?
Yes.
So there's a guy sitting, you know, like that show gets so full, and there are people like sitting on the stage, you know, just sort of like folded up leg style.
Yeah, not a fan of that.
So Indian style, I believe they used to call it.
Native American style.
Native American, but they could be actually traditionally Indian.
No, they can't do it the same way.
Okay, all right.
Rule.
So he's sitting Native American style,
thanks.
Using every part of the buffalo in his lap.
Chris Harwick, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, remember, write that down.
Yeah. He'll be here.
How can
all
I turn that
week.
In 15 minutes? So it's one of these. It was one of those weird situations where I think he just didn't want to be talked to, and he had a bad reaction to it. But it was, there's a difference between heckling and people who think they're helping the show or trying to derail the show and someone who just says something that's really pointedly cold and mean. So I came out and I was tired because I had hosted Attack at the Show that day. So I was just like, my brain was a little scrambled. And there was a couple sitting on the stage and then this girl had her shoe off. And so I was just kind of
just
like
one
shoe off.
One
and so
shoe.
I was just kind of fucking around with her a little bit, you know, about, I don't remember what, but it was, but, and I would be the first one to say if it wasn't going well, it was going well. Like everyone was laughing and having fun. And this guy was sitting next to her and I was like, oh, did you come with these guys? Do you know these guys? And he just looks at me really coldly and he just goes, when are you going to start telling jokes?
Oh,
like in the most dick. And then just had like a dick face, like his face. He just had a face. Just like if you saw him, you're like, oh, that guy looks like a dick.
Yeah. But all that dick comes is hate.
Yeah. And so I was like, whoa. Thanks for cutting up the show. Like I was just so, it threw me off because I just wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah.
Especially at UCB where everyone's pretty, you know, but it was good. It's a good thing to have to deal with. It's good. It always keeps you on your toes. So, you know, I fucked with him a little bit and I thought everything was okay. And like, I went over and I rubbed his head and I was like, who's upset that there wasn't jokes at the top of the, you know, it was like one of those. And he seemed like he was okay. And I kept kind of checking back in with him during the show. Never cracked a smile. And I would refer to him and be like, I'm going to win you over. I will win you over. You are the one guy who's not having a good time for whatever reason. And yeah. I will be damned. I will steer this train into the volcano, but I will make you like me. And so I would kind of refer back to him or whatever. And I'm like, hey, I'm checking in with you, buddy. Everything going over there? Okay. And the second thing he says to me is, why are you so desperate to be liked?
Oh,
like it was one of those, like just fucking hipster shithead.
Yeah.
Chris, you imagine that guy.
What?
Yeah, because he's you say these things to yourself all the time.
It was your inner psyche.
Oh my god! Yeah. So from the audience's point of view, I was talking to an empty space.
Yeah, you are.
It's cut to me just like giving a noogie to the air.
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick did some space work. I read it on ASD.
I was gonna say nice space work.
It was really weird though. I mean, like I don't. I'm really usually very good with like people who talk back at shows.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it was just such a cold and also not really representative of how the set was going.
Yeah.
So that made me feel even weirder about it. But this guy was just, I think it was that he just did not want to be involved with the show. And so his defense was just like skunk spray, like, fuck off. I'm going to say something really horrible. So you just leave me alone.
Yeah.
But that, of course, made me want to fuck with him more. And I just left kind of feeling like, ugh, that was a weird.
Only takes one.
That was a weird show.
It takes one, and then that's you quit comedy forever.
No. You beat yourself up a little bit for not dealing with it better.
Yeah.
And then it's fine. But I ran into Jeff Ross at Starbucks, and I was like, dude, he was asking me about, he's like, oh, how's the stand-up going? I was like, I did my hour, and now I just feel fucking empty. I have no, and he was like, I know exactly what you're feeling. I'm going through the same exact thing. And it made me feel so good to know that a guy like Jeff Ross, who's a fucking machine gun joke writer.
Yeah.
That it's just something that no matter what level of comedy you're at, that thing is still there of like, no, it's fucking, well, of course it's hard. The first hour is in comparison is easy.
Yeah.
Because it's just every thought you've ever had.
You have your whole life to make your first album.
But then the second one, it's like, what do you want to say?
Yeah.
And it made me feel so much better.
Reminds me of there's a really good Jim Hamilton joke where he's just like, they say finishing a book is like taking your child to the backyard and shooting it. I've never been so much more motivated to finish writing my book. I butchered it a bit, but great fucking joke.
Jim Hamilton, great comic.
Very funny. Yep.
Well, you do the 7 inches.
What does that mean?
I have one 7 inch and one 10 inch.
Oh, the 10 inch, right?
The 10 inch.
But I mean, you burn through material every couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, there was a big gap between the two, and I kind of feel like I'm just gonna do that until, and you know, I'm gonna keep on putting out EPs until I figure it out.
I think the trick is that, and the weird thing is, even after doing stand up for, I don't know, 14 years or something like that, I still don't feel like I've hit it yet. But you look at guys like, you know, if you look at Louis or Patton or you know, Gaffigan or Paul F. Tompkins or Marin too is really great at this, is that their point of view and their machine is so well oiled and they know it so well.
They just poured
that
it
they
on
literally
top.
Could talk about what happened to them getting to the show, and it's going to come out as this like this sort of like easy bake oven cake of a bit.
Yeah, I think Kumail's like that too, where, you know, he'll be like, oh, I this crazy thing happened to me today, I'm gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
And then he'll talk about it on stage.
Yeah,
and he's got pauses punches. And jokes and punches that like end with like an applause break. And I'm like, hey so man, good. I thought we were just like kind of riffing on stories. He's like, what?
That's how I riff.
That's just how in his head, that's how it comes out.
Well, there's a difference between riffing and writing. There's a difference. And there's a you know, I think some writing feels a little synthetic because you can tell that someone, I mean, you know, point of view driven comedy, I think, is so much different than joke driven comedy, where point of view driven comedy is funny because you know the person's point of view, and it's like they're just, because they're the character that they are, things come out funny versus, but it's just a different style of writing than, what joke can I write here to make the audience laugh, which is just which I think, and maybe I'm wrong and maybe it's different for everyone, I think that's a slightly different part of the brain and a slightly different mechanism.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the personality-driven comedians, it's more about you want to hear, like, oh, I wonder what they have to say about this.
Yeah.
You know, well,
yeah, and then when they sort of set up a premise, you get excited.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
What is he going like,
to
say,
oh,
about
he gonna say about this?
And Louis, you know, he's just one of those guys that just, where you go, fuck, how did you get from there to there? It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I want to burn material off. I just want to force myself to write more.
Well, we'll record a set at Meltdown and just put it up online.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that at the end of the year.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason people shouldn't be putting stuff out. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. You know, I grew up in playing music, and you know, you make some songs, you record it, you put it out on a demo tape, and then you make some more songs, you put it out on a record, and then a CD, and just, you know, no band ever went like, we got to be together for 20 years before we put out an album.
Right.
You know, no bands. If every band did that, every band would fucking be jamming by that
time.
Yeah,
but I think it's a slightly different ecosystem, because with music, you know, the music can distract people. Like there are yeah. more moving parts in a song than comedy, which is just talking.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can still, if the music
yeah,
is good, the lyrics
are parts in a bit, you know, that can be those parts are like a really good bridge or something.
Older
like
comics are better than older bands.
Yeah,
that's true. That's very true.
And then newer comics are not as good.
And the other thing that I found out is thinking of tags after you've already taped your special, and you're like, and then you kind of go, well, that's, I might as well just throw that away because I will never, this bit is gone now, yeah. You know?
It's, you know, like the Taylor Dane bit by Tig Notaro, where it just keeps on growing because of her life. Like the whole, like, I remember when, because something just happened recently.
Really?
Like Taylor Dane came on a show, like onto the stage at a Tig Notaro show or something like that.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
And you know that happened, and so now she has another chunk to that Taylor Dane story. But then even before that, she had the Taylor Dane story, and then something else happened with Taylor Dane. It's just really, really.
I remember
awesome.
Seeing her do that like 3 years ago at Largo,
and like now there's two more addendums to that story so because of her life.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So the trick is write bits about things
that might keep growing. Well, like, you know, the whole thing I talked about where it's, you know, I did the penguin bit, and then it turns out the next day, penguins are horrible.
Yeah.
Like,
well, penguins, that one breed of penguins.
Yeah, Adelie penguins. Yeah. That's fun.
Well, might as well be like a rapey penguins, am I right?
Rapey penguins?
Rapey.
I did another Doug Benson movie interruption. I finally got to see Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I went. Jonah was so fucking funny.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Had you seen
it? Would not have been watchable.
You haven't seen it before?
No, I've never seen before.
It would not have been watchable without.
I didn't think it was a terrible movie.
He fucking goes and he pulls up a Bryan Adams song while the movie's happening, thusly making the scene so much better.
Did you play Everything I Do It For You when an arrow was flying?
No, it was when there was like a rain and the boy and the girl were like having a sensual moment.
Yeah,
because like
they're in the cave, right? They're in the fucking cave.
It was when they're in the cave. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's because like Jeselnik had brought it out. He's like
sensual moments.
Jeselnik had brought it up earlier. He's like, I feel like a Bryan Adams song is about to play.
Yeah,
and then so I brought it. And then also when
he pulls up Lenny Kravitz.
Because Lenny Kravitz is in the movie, so I brought up a Lenny Kravitz song.
I want to get away.
Oh,
that
was so good.
I think it was when he was getting her to like because they had to go somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it was like, let's go. Bam, 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 bam.
That is fantastic.
It's fun. It's one of my fucking favorite things to do. I love that show so much.
It was really funny.
I did an Epic Mealtime episode.
What'd you eat?
Tauntaun.
All right, not a real thing.
Crispy Tauntaun. Well, if you just watch the video, you'll see that it is a real thing, man. Tauntaun?
Wontonton.
Tauntaun.
But have you ever thought about making a wontonton?
No, that's a great idea.
I know.
Fried wontonton?
Yeah. Yep, we did crispy wonton. Crispy wonton. Damn you!
So you fried the tauntaun.
We did stuffed a tauntaun with a lot of stuff.
All right.
Did you make a... I thought it smelled more delicious on the inside.
No, I did not.
What? Who did?
No,
someone
I did
must
not.
Have.
It didn't. Whoever did it didn't make the final cut.
Because
you didn't.
When you
do
took
it.
A bite, did you go? Make a horrible noise. Like,
no, it was fun though. Harley and I force cooked the tauntaun.
Okay.
So
again,
like with emperor light with the lightning coming
not,
out of our
not
hands.
Real. Not.
Well, I mean,
not
you can see that it's real, Matthew.
Also,
if you go to Epic Mealtime's channel, you'll see the Star Wars crispy Tauntaun episode with
that's
me.
That's the dark side of the Force that
and
has
Chloe
the lightning
Dykstra.
Coming out? The lightning coming out of your hands, that's the dark side of the Force.
I'm going to call it the delicious side of the Force.
You better.
Because that's the best.
It's the best way to cook.
That's the best way. You guys never been to the Emperor's Barbecues? All right, who wants wieners? Give in to the deliciousness of my grilled chicken.
It's grilling. You're waiting for it. You're looking at the grill and the dog's on you. You're like, you want this, don't you?
Are those burgers done? The cooking of the burgers is almost complete.
Damn it.
Feel it in your heart.
Who likes them crispy?
No one? Oh.
Just me, huh? No. This is how I like it.
Oh, you see.
No one laugh at my jokes at my own barbecue. Whatever. I don't give a crap.
Emperor of nothing.
What was his goal?
Don't have works over. Don't have work friends over, Palpatine, they told me.
I invited you, Darth Vader, not Stormtrooper 7594. I don't care for him.
You say that about all of them.
Clones,
they're all essentially
clones!
The same.
You know, excuse me, emotionally, physically we're all the same, but emotionally, you know, we're all a product of our environment, so...
Nonsense, 79437.
Man, this is why I don't come to this.
I'm 438.
You're being racist, Palpatine.
This is the worst 4th of July ever.
I don't even know why we celebrate a holiday that won't happen for thousands and thousands of years
this
in a distant galaxy.
This is the worst May the 4th ever.
I don't even know why we use the Julian calendar.
I mean, it seemed like a good idea at the meeting, but it holds no bearing on this star system.
That's it. I'm going to the cantina.
Oh, that's how you solve everything.
Yes, I'm resorting to going to a bar.
Go ahead, Vader. Drink it away.
What are you going to do? Pour it through your mouth, Grill?
You know, I had an Imperial Guard check your room. It was empty again. You've been drinking.
He's checking the levels.
Don't take the X-Wing. You'll kill yourself.
I know when I've had enough.
Darth, I need your TIE fighter keys.
Keys. Beep, beep.
All right, everyone, put your keys on the table.
Your lack of faith in my drunk driving.
No, I'm really better at driving when I'm drunk.
Oh, wait a minute, guys. This bit doesn't work.
Why?
Because I said X-Wing.
Oh, well, I corrected it and said, give me the keys to your TIE fighter. I saved you.
Jesus.
We just avoided a major fucking...
I saved you.
Now it's Second
What'd
City.
What'd you make, Vader?
Now it's Second City.
Fried X-Wings. Get it.
I call these Thai curry fighters.
Please try my new recipe.
And of course, the fried wontons.
Fried wonton, tauntauns.
They're supposed to be tauntauns!
Just lightning shooting out everywhere.
Oh,
we have fun, you guys.
We sure do.
We have fun.
What are some other unlikely scenarios from pop culture touchpoints?
What if? Now, what if? Uh-huh.
What if Aquaman found himself on the set of
Entourage?
Hey, look at all that fish pussy.
That I messed up because actually Vinny did play Aquaman in
why you went for
Yeah,
the joke.
I didn't want Wanda. Was trying to be something ridiculous, and my brain.
Welcome to Second Guest Theater. I shouldn't have said TIE Fighter. I shouldn't have said.
I need a suggestion. Another suggestion.
Don't do improv. that guy at UCB.
Yeah. When are you going to get to the game?
He's always going to be in the back of my head.
When are you going to find the game in the scene?
The game. That's what they call it. The UCB. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's what they call it. You have to find the game, and that's figuring out really quickly, like whatever the direction of the scene, like whatever the act is going on in
the
scene.
It's the first kind of. Weird thing, not necessarily like crazy weird, but just weird.
Like for instance, when we started talking about barbecuing food with the Force.
Oh, yes. There you go.
And then you went on your riff, and then Matt figured out where it was going.
This episode of the Nerds Podcast is brought to you by Earl Burrow.
Head over to IO West.
That's right. Yeah. Also brought to you by Take the Fun Out of Everything Carrot Sticks. I don't know.
You know, carrot sticks. No.
Chris, you would be the perfect spokesman for that.
Hey.
I said X-Wing, you guys.
Chris, everything was going fine. No one
we
would have.
Okay. We
the internet's going to yell at me again.
I corrected it.
Hold on. Lucasfilm's just calling me. Course of the Force is canceled because of the X-Wing mix up.
It's funny. Today on Attack,
the X-Wing.
They started doing this thing where whoever's hosting the show kind of does a little bit of a monologue about whatever's going on. And one of the producers said, oh, the Twitter response to the monologue is good. And I'm like, I don't want to read it. I'm sure there's a lot of like, you fucking suck for trying to do anything ever.
Get to the tech reviews.
And Matt goes, you sound like an abused dog. I was like, yes, I realize I am. Like every time I do something, like I just sort of flinch at social network. And I'm like, oh, they're going to tell me.
You know that movie where Nicolas Cage sees a little bit into the future? Chris just sees a Twitter stream.
I just see the Twitter stream.
Of people insulting him.
Yep. Yep.
What was that movie?
Knowing?
No, that wasn't it. Knowing was the one with the kid.
It was Citizen Kane!
It was Citizen Kane! No, what fucking Nicolas Cage.
Wait, it wasn't Knowing?
It was not Knowing. It was when he kind of sees like
a little bit of the future.
No, it wasn't. It was the one with Tay Leone, I think, where he has a different...
That you're thinking of Bad Boys.
Nope.
No, it was the one with Elizabeth Shue, where he's in that hotel room most of the time.
That's Leaving Las Vegas.
No, pretty sure that's the one where he sees
the
future.
See how hard you make me, baby. Oh, man.
Now we're all looking it up. Excuse me.
Was Leaving Las Vegas a bad film to show at my barbecue?
It's the epitome of a party bummer. I'm never drinking again.
Until tomorrow.
Nick Cage sees future. Next.
Next. Next.
That's it.
I thought that's where Nick Cage goes onto a bus on a dating show and tells someone to leave.
I want everyone to know that that's a suggested search for Nick Cage. Nick Cage sees future, because apparently no one else can remember the name of the movie either.
Next.
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 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb.
Really?
Yeah. Nicolas Cage, born January 7th, 1964.
Here we go.
He's 48 years old.
Oh, man.
You know what his net worth is?
What is it now?
$18 million.
Now?
Yeah.
Really?
But I thought he lost all that. I thought he filed for bankruptcy.
But that's like what he used to get for one movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I get it. So you're saying he should have like $200 million.
Oh, yeah, easy. Wow, that's depressing.
He's okay.
I'm so sad. He only has $18 million.
Seriously,
guys.
How's he gonna live?
How's he gonna buy those Superman comics?
Someone stole it. Isn't someone making a movie based off of the heist?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there was a heist where like these guys like stole Action Comics number one.
Oh,
from Nick Cage. Right?
From Nick Cage.
Yeah. Is he gonna be in it?
Probably.
Oh God, that would be awesome.
It's a movie, isn't it?
Hey, this is my comic. That's Andy Samberg doing Nick Cage. Is that an actual Nick Cage?
Everyone, you can go to CageFlix, put in your Netflix.
Everyone should go to GifilousCage.com or .tumblr.com. It's fucking great. It's a bunch of weird. Most of them are from Vampire's Kiss, but.
Whoa, I totally forgot about that movie.
Dude, you want to see the fucking craziest Nick Cage acting? It's that movie.
That movie, I remember, because that movie was weird. Not really about vampires.
Just weird.
Just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I remember being totally confused by that movie, but I saw it a long time ago.
Well, you were confused because sometimes he had John Travolta's voice, and then sometimes he had his own voice.
I think you're thinking of Face Off.
No, you're thinking of Broken Arrow.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of Peggy Sue Got Married.
I almost bought that soundtrack.
Or did she?
Oh,
hey.
That is a good movie.
Peggy, pretty.
Oh no, what's the? Hey, yeah, no, you're really great. I just saw it's not what we're looking for right now. You know the cry he does.
It's just the fucking weirdest.
Because he starts laughing at first.
He does that crying at the end of 8mm, and when I saw it in the theater. Everyone laughed, which is not where you shouldn't laugh in a movie, which is all about girls who get kidnapped and tortured in snuff films.
Yeah.
that was 8mm?
8mm.
Yeah. I saw that. No.
That was Snake Eyes?
Snake Eyes was the one I was thinking about. 8mm is the snuff film one. Yeah. Snake Eyes is the Vegas one.
His reactions watching those movies are priceless. The Nick Cage. His face on his... Never mind. Forget it. In 8mm.
Oh, no, you're thinking...
What am I thinking of, then?
Welcome to Nick Cage Confused Movie Theater.
No, I think you're thinking of...
What am I thinking of?
The one where George C. Scott... What's the snuff film?
No, I'm not thinking... Oh, unless he remade it.
No.
No. No, there's...
In your mind's eye.
In my mind's eye, there are Nicolas Cage reactions.
Yeah, the one where George C. Scott, he wants to see the film of his daughter being...
And then Paul Bonanno made the thing.
Was in that?
No, Paul Bonanno made that video of George C. Scott reacting to Jack and Jill trailer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And then
so
everyone else did. And no one... Yeah.
And then everyone else made it. But Paul did it first, everybody.
He did, Paul Bonanno.
Paul was the guy.
Hey, you know Smashing Pumpkins came out with a new album.
I did know that,
and I'm guessing how to do.
It's as good as a new Smashing Pumpkins album could be.
I just said
is a horrible review.
It's not good.
It's all the fucking. It's all that same. It's like I don't know.
You made a really good bass run right there.
What?
What's your favorite Nick Cage movie? While we're talking about it,
Port of Call,
oh.
New Orleans, Bad Lieutenant.
Really?
I did. Oh, those out of order, but
favorite Nick Cage movie has got to be because
you're all gonna be
like
wrong.
Serious or joke or
no,
joke.
Like what's your seriously? If you see this Nick Cage movie on the TV, you're
adaptation's really good.
Adaptation's a great
adaptation's
movie.
Really good.
But adaptation's not something I would pop into in the middle.
What's
of it, you know?
What's the movie with Rain? The Weatherman. Weatherman?
Oh, Weatherman's okay.
Yeah. I just love Michael Caine in there explaining camel toe. A camel toe is when the pants go up to the vagina.
All right.
That was my favorite Weather movie.
I got to look at the list. There's so many movies.
Con Air is good,
awesome.
But The Rock is...
Nick Cage is the worst part of Con Air.
Yeah, his hair and that fucking accent he decided to do for no reason.
It's not Season of the Witch. I liked National Treasure. For the movie that it was, I really enjoyed National Treasure.
We all know my feelings on that. They didn't say the line that was in the trailer.
I know.
Yeah, so let's recreate
See,
that so
Kevin
someone can
Smith
animate
podcast.
That.
What? Meta. Yeah, The Rock, I think, is the best. I own The Criterion.
I said that's the line I use. My jaw is killing me. Nicolas Cage.
What are some of the goofy comedies he's been in?
Raising Arizona.
Oh, that's it. That's
shit.
It.
How could
that's
we
my
not
favorite.
Fucking
God
why wasn't
it.
That the
you know
first
why?
Thing?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because that movie came out in 87, and for some reason in my head it was a different actor because there have been so many different
there's like
five different Nicolas Cages throughout the eras.
Yeah, right.
And so for some reason in my head, I always think of that being a different Nicolas Cage than the one we have today.
Well, it is, technically.
Without a doubt, Raising Arizona.
With a bullet.
My God, he puts out so many movies.
Yes, he does.
Well, he has to pay off all of his weird houses.
Now he's worth $18
million.
How's he going to live?
I don't know.
Oh, I caught the end of Drive Angry.
Whee!
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy movie. Oh, I saw Rango, which I think they used part of that song in that movie.
The Johnny Depp CGI movie?
It's really good. It's fucking like all the characters in it are so disgusting looking. It's great.
I am excited about
Face Off.
Django Unchained.
Oh, sure.
Django Unchained looks awesome.
That trailer looks fucking great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, did you see the trailer for The Master?
Yes.
Both
of them are good.
The new P.T. Anderson movie. With Joaquin Phoenix and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
It's the new Scientology movie.
It's not, but it is.
It can't be with Joaquin Phoenix. He gave up acting, you guys.
But that was just for a great fucking pull thing he did. Everyone believed it. I know that for a fact because I would have to hear shitheads in this e-building going, what is up with Joaquin?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
What is up? Philip Seymour Hoffman is so good in the
Bangkok
trailer.
Dangerous.
He's good in everything.
Fuck, Bangkok Dangerous. What was just on the other day? I was watching TV and The Ides of March came on.
I didn't see The Ides of March. How was that? Was it George Clooney?
Every good actor is in that movie. Yeah, it's Clooney, Gosling, Paul Giamatti, Philip Seymour Hoffman. So fucking
Matchstick
good.
Men. I like that one.
Matchstick Men's pretty good. Yeah, Matchstick Men, that's Sam Rockwell.
Sam
right?
Rockwell's another fucking amazing
Sam Rockwell,
actor.
God damn it. He made Iron Man 2 watchable.
Yeah.
He has that thing whenever he's in a scene you just want to watch that guy.
That's what made Moon so good.
What is it? What do you think that quality is?
It's just
it's a little quirkiness. It's a little like you don't exactly know what he's going to do next.
Is it that Penn Jillette thing where he said he thinks that people who are magnetic are actually sociopaths?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Because, like, he's, you know, and you're just wondering when he's going to dance.
I thought it would be fun to be a sociopath, but if you care about being a sociopath, you're automatically not a sociopath.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
All right, I don't want to be a sociopath.
He did Leaving Las Vegas between Kiss of Death and The Rock.
Yeah. You know,
that thing you were telling me.
Nick Cage reminds me of the city of Houston, which, by the way, we're performing in at the end of July, Dallas.
Ooh,
and Houston.
Nice tie-in.
I know, that was totally accidental. But Houston has no zoning laws.
Problem. Oh.
So you will have like a skyscraper next to a gas station, next to a strip club, next to a school. Like
so
there's no. And that's Nicolas Cage.
Houston.
He's the Houston of films.
Of films.
And not the Houston, the porn star, just the city of Houston.
Hey.
He has no zoning laws when it comes to what movies should go one after the other.
You are absolutely correct. Until recently, he's put together a nice zoning law that makes him just do shit.
He used to have this theory where he used to have this idea where it was like, you know, you do a couple of cool independent movies and then a big budget movie and then an independent movie. Then I think all the money troubles, it was just like, now he's got to take, you know.
Well, it's also that's the thing that, you know, Robin Williams does where he just kind of, he does one for him and one for.
I got to say, I don't know.
One for you.
Yeah. I think being in the position where you could pretty much do most things that came across your desk or however you work, I think it's kind of scary because you just don't know how something's going to turn out.
Yeah.
And you can read a script and it looks amazing and then it turns out not.
Yeah.
I saw that way. Lord of War. Did you see Lord of War?
I did see Lord of War.
Was that the arms dealer one?
Yeah,
it was all right. Wow. Nicolas Cage. Can we get him on the podcast? Is that a thing we could do?
Doubtful.
Try it. Just put in the phone call to that guy.
Everybody start wishing for Nicolas Cage.
Everyone wish for Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Start a Twitter thread.
If you say his name three times in the bathroom, he'll show up and murder you.
So one, okay, on three, we'll do it three times. Everybody listening. One, two, three.
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
I have been summoned.
Your head's on backwards. Your head's on backwards.
We just the portal works.
I'll swallow your soul.
We just get his character from City of Angels.
Which Nicolas Cage were you summoning?
The one that's in the scene with Dennis Franz.
I'm raising Arizona, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, we're sending you back for Amos and Andrew, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Amos and Andrew. Way to change it up.
Oh God, Samuel L. Jackson. Oh, that was a decent time in my life.
Mm.
1993.
Good old 19. Here you are, safe and sound, back in good old 1993.
1993. 53rd
floor.
So people did correct us on that, on what floor it was, and I don't remember still.
My favorite part is how they think we care.
Yeah, that's the best part. If they keep thinking that, they keep listening.
Secretly do. That always gets
me.
It's
not a secret, Chris. It's not a secret.
What? No one heard what I just said, man.
Again, you're projecting. That guy wasn't at the comedy show.
Matt, next to the cough button is an insecurity button. If I hit it, no one can hear it. See, I'm hitting it right now. Everyone's going to hate this part.
Don't mean to be that guy, but I have OCD.
No.
That's pretty much every time I see something. Don't mean to be that guy.
Translation. You mean to be that guy.
You mean to be that guy. Fan of being that guy.
Does anyone know what movie is Knowing? What the fuck was I thinking of? Okay, it is another Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Knowing is the one where the kid in the 50s writes the code and his son, and then the
oh, and
the
then
world
he talks to his dad through ham radio,
no,
and his dad's
no,
a firefighter.
Hey, I like that movie, Frequency. I'm a big fan of Dennis Quaid.
Frequency is a pretty good movie. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
It's that thing that always goes back to where it's just like, oh, dad.
Yeah.
Fucking baseball
exactly
movies.
Exactly why Big Fish makes me cry.
Yeah,
I know you didn't care for it,
but I know I'm surprised I didn't. I watch. Oh man, I cried the fuck out of Jeff Who Lives at Home.
Yeah,
the Duplass Brothers movie. I fucking teared up so hard.
What, did you see it on a plane?
Yeah.
Plane crying. It's the plane crying.
It's a real thing.
It's the plane crying he does all the time.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing that happens.
Pretty bad. But it's like, you know, it's just the whole brothers and, you know, and like, it's also like, you know, one brother has a job, the other doesn't.
Oh, it's getting close to home.
You have a job. What are you worried about?
It's hitting close to that home you guys both live in.
And Adam, and I love my brother. I love my brother.
You don't mean to be that guy, but...
No, it's okay. Adam, if you're listening to this, tell me you did, and then also tell me you have a job.
But even if it's not true, because we just need him to...
I am in jail!
I think that was Nicolas Cage. The portal's still open.
I have my Nicolas Cage portal gun.
You better close it.
If I shoot the wall and then the floor, he appears. The thing. I'm excited because Comic-Con's coming up. There's a shit ton of stuff going on.
Conicon.
We're doing the Course of the Force lightsaber run, July 7th through July 11th. Then we have a panel. We're doing a Comic-Con panel, a channel panel. No, because we're doing a live podcast Friday night at the Balboa Theater.
So they don't want to see both of us again. I have an Attack of the Show panel before that.
You have an Attack of the Show panel before that. So we're doing our live show at the Balboa Theater. There will be guests that we'll announce next week. And then, but we're doing a channel panel at noon on
Channel panel!
Saturday. And I do have confirmation that I don't know everyone who's going to be on the panel yet, but I can announce one person who's going to be on the channel panel.
Why don't you not?
Why?
Because I won't be able to see it.
Oh, you're just upset because it's Neil deGrasse Tyson. Is coming out to be on our panel at Comic-Con at noon on Saturday.
Maybe I can get his autograph again because, listen.
This is such a tragic story.
Listen to the world. If you come across a moleskin that is a giant moleskin the size of a regular big notebook that has my name in it, along with a bunch of jokes, along with Neil deGrasse Tyson's autograph, please get it back to me.
Nah, you'll never get that autograph again. You'll never have an opportunity.
No, that's not the part that I'm annoyed at. The part that I'm annoyed at is fucking all of my jokes are in there.
Yeah.
A giant moleskin looks like... Sometimes you'll see someone and you're like, they look like a big little person. You know what I mean?
It looks like this.
Did you find it?
No, I had to buy another one.
Oh.
Maybe God...
You lost all those
maybe
jokes.
Maybe God doesn't want you to have a giant moleskin.
Oh. You ever think about that?
Maybe God doesn't want that.
Oh my God. What's happening?
Matthew, it's his God.
Nicolas Cage, the portal is still open. Turn the other way.
Able to do so many movies.
Nicolas Cage, they're stealing your comics.
That's the same voice you did last time we were talking about Nicolas Cage on the Kevin Smith podcast.
Jonas Wright.
That was the last time you did that.
Yelling voice.
For Nicolas Cage.
That's my yelling off mic voice where I'm kind of yelling, but not on the mic.
When it only involves Nicolas Cage.
It stirs a certain emotion in me, Jonah.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm hosting Attack one day during Comic-Con. Are you going to be
Attack of the Show, I will be doing
Friday,
a bunch of stuff for Attack of the
floor
Show.
Floor reports and the like.
I'm also doing the Comic-Con panel, which we are having at 11 a.m. on Saturday, I believe. That's going to be fun.
I'm moderating a bunch of panels, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say what they are yet, but it's a lot.
Then don't.
Okay.
Okay.
It is a lot of panels I'm moderating.
Which one's your favorite? Which one that you can't say is your favorite? Just tell us like the time that it's at or the day. Just tell us the day. Your favorite panel takes place on which day?
I love them all equally.
This premise goes nowhere.
I love them all equally, Matthew.
That's nice of you to
Jonah,
say.
Find the game, Jonah. Find the game.
There is none.
Jonah's improv computer.
I meant Sean Penn's The Game on Criterion.
That's just free association. Do we have any...
Clements?
Shit, I can't pull any up because...
It doesn't matter.
I can't get my fucking signal in here.
I have a bunch of Clements for Phoebe if you guys want to take some
Clements. My phone just shut down. That happened.
Did you run out of battery or did it just shut itself
off? I guess I just ran out of battery.
You should probably fucking take stuff off of that thing if you're out of storage space. He tried to take a picture the other day, and he's like, I'm out of space.
Well, because
64 gigs.
I took a bunch of videos of myself throwing practice pitches at Dodger Stadium.
At Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
He was just outside throwing them at the stadium.
Yeah. Fuck you, baseball! No,
I never understood you!
I have to say, it was quite an experience, even for someone who's not a sports fan, to go to Dodger Stadium.
It's a cool feeling, huh?
And just like stand in the middle of the stadium when it's empty and just get the size of it.
I don't...
And then just like practice throwing pitches with a UCLA pitching coach.
But it's very awesome.
Well, I do,
sure.
And it's great.
I know you know.
And
Glad you got to live my dream.
My pitching wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I'm not saying it's great.
It was pretty terrible. I saw it.
No, you didn't see anything.
You showed me a video.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I didn't?
You did.
Matt, I got the ball fucking from A to B. A being the dirt part.
B being the other dirt
part. The lower
part.
Dirt part.
The dirt part to dirt part.
Yep. The mound, the shaved mound.
The other day you said something was, you said, it was a little more than 60 feet, and that cracked me up because it's 60 feet, 6 inches.
See, that's a little more than 60 feet.
Cracked me up.
Do I lie?
No.
I was going to read some comments, but my phone is now deceased.
Let's see if there's anything.
It's gone into a phone coma.
Hang on.
It's a question. Searching for comments. Searching for questions that are comments that are comments. Searching for questions.
Liver spotted. I just got a text. Emily asked me to say that.
Well, that's a comment or a question. Yep. That's a quement.
Here's something. Not sent in by anybody, but it was a headline I saw on the Huffington Post.
So
headlines.
An accidental.
We're doing
comment.
Headlines. We're doing headlines.
Headline is and
have you seen this?
Have you seen this? The headline: new possible twist in Chinese murder case just sounds really racist to me.
Because they had to say Chinese.
The new possible twist in Chinese murder case. I don't know. It just sounds kind of racist.
Why is that?
I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, that's never leaving the writer's room.
No, just that.
It's a question. It's a headline. It's a welcome it's to Qua Headlines.
It's a headline.
Caribbean Duke.
Did we riff on that on this show or not?
No, that was
just like while we were taping
the
Nerdist
show.
Shows.
Oh, that's right.
Caribbean Jester. Not as powerful as the Queen.
Oh, God, so funny.
Caribbean Page.
got Star Trek tonight. That's happening soon. By the time this airs, it will have already
It will
happened.
Have been a few days ago.
We will have watched the episode Disaster, which is the one where the Enterprise hits the quantum filament.
Isn't every episode
into,
called that?
Well, in your mind. It turns into a Poseidon adventure in space. And then Picard's in that turbo lift and has to, with the kids. It's good.
Okay.
Forget it.
I vaguely remember that
the
one.
The other one we're watching is Royale, which is from season 2, and that's where they get stuck on a planet in a casino from the 40s.
In America, we just call that a Big Mac.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I mean a Whopper.
It's a quarter pounder, buddy.
A quarter pounder.
Royale with cheese.
Damn it! First X-Wing and now this! I'm editing this to correct
it. They got the metric system. I don't know the fuck a quarter pounder is. Julius.
Caribbean courtesan.
It's Jules, right? Jules. That's his name. Jonah, help me out here. Say words.
Jonah, why did your eyes just shut down?
Jonah, why are you talking? This is very strange. Jonah.
Jonah.
Jonah's improv computer shut down.
Hey, fucking dicks. What's going on? Piece of shit.
He rebooted.
Fuck everybody.
I'm sure glad we installed the control alt delete on Jonah.
Jonah's so much better on Mountain Lion.
What's going to happen?
What's the matter?
With Mountain Lion.
What do you mean what's going to happen with it? It's going to come out. We're going to install it and we're going to love it.
Are we going to love it?
Sure. Why not?
All right.
It's new. It's from Apple.
There's a new podcast. There's a dedicated podcast app now that Apple has put out.
Oh, and how do you feel about this? It's a nice way of people getting our iPod thing happening.
Yes.
Words?
We call it a podcast.
Yeah, sure.
yeah, instead of getting, because podcasts used to be buried on iTunes where you'd have to go into
you
have to go to more,
and then you gotta go to
and
podcasts.
Then it's in a weird collection of like downloads, lost keys, podcasts. and now,
the lost and found of iTunes.
Yeah. And so now there's a dedicated podcast app, and I haven't used it yet, but anyway, I'm kind of excited that it's nice that they're acknowledging it now as like, okay, this is a thing people use, we should make it easier.
It's weird. They acknowledge that is a thing, and they also acknowledge that iTunes ping was a failure. Good for them.
Goodbye, Steve Jobs.
I don't think they don't have a problem. I mean, like they're pretty like
they shut down ping. You know that, right?
Oh, they did actually. Yeah, they did finally
shut
it down.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody.
I never used it.
Exactly, because no one wanted to.
No one wants to socially network on iTunes.
No one wants to know how many shitty fucking Dave Matthews songs I'm listening to.
Well, then they shouldn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Hey.
They're not one. Shitty. I just said that because the
and
room I'm
one,
in. They're
and
all
two,
great.
And a one, and a two.
And a one, and a two.
Yep.
I want to sing a...
I want a theme, and a Juna, and a Springer.
A C4-2, and I love it, too. I love it, too.
Owl Jolson.
I love it, too. I love it, to sing.
Stop singing on the podcast, Chris Hardwick. Fuck you in the face.
Who, wait,
you forgot
the
to press the.
I didn't hit the insecurity button.
No, he
that got out.
Hit the insecurity button. We'll be your insecurity button, Chris.
You're the nicest little insecurity buttons a fella could have. I like singing. About a Mona and a Juna and a Springer.
Hey, for fans of 8-bit music and thrash hardcore, the band Stern Fucking Zate has a new album called Path. Pathoscalator.
Sure.
And it's like
Pathoscalator?
Crazy fucking Pathoscalator. It's fucking crazy.
Good.
It's just 8-bit like thrash.
You know what
music.
Else is crazy? Chris Hemsworth's jawline. Am I right?
God,
ladies?
He's so gorgeous.
He really is handsome.
I don't know about you, honey, but I'd like to see that jawline with my dick in it.
Oh my God.
That was my Samantha. From I didn't tell you. Did
How
I tell you this?
What do your chins look like?
Did I tell you?
Balls.
Did I tell you the one man show I'm going to do? I'm going to do a one man show all from the point of view of Samantha from Sex and the City called Samantha MAN in capital letters, and it's just going to be me, but as a dude, but being Samantha.
I love it. I'm in. I'm okay, watching good. It. I will go be the one guy in the audience.
I'm not going to leave the writers' room.
Chris Hemsworth, more like Chris. I'll give you a lot of blowjobs worth.
Chris Helms Bakery.
Chris Ed Helms Worth.
He's really good in the Jeff
Star
Who
Trek.
Lives at Home.
Oh. That we're talking about Chris Hemsworth.
What are you guys up to for the rest of the week? I'm hosting Attack of the Show all week. You're
yeah,
on. We're
I'm
doing
on
more
Attack
gadget prongs.
That's going to happen. The Star Trek is tonight.
Jonah, you're on The Soup?
No, The Soup's on hiatus.
What?
Yeah, taking a break. 2 weeks.
Just like my phone.
2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
I still got to do some work, but
yeah, you know, you got to crank out that half hour of TV every week. Jesus yeah. Christ, this guy.
Yeah, but ours is written.
Yes, yeah, so is ours.
I don't know who to side with.
I do an hour every day.
You, yeah, you
both
personally.
Wrong. You don't personally.
You
make
personally
soup,
do
you
an hour.
Sorry.
I have to come up with shit all the time, man. All the time. And it fucking sucks.
Jonah, I'm sorry.
Chin and Tonic, though. Nice job.
Chin and Tonic. Oh, the fucking Chin and Tonic video.
That guy
made.
Is actually like, he got a hold of me and I was like, hey, good job. And he's like, yeah, I wish I had some like better footage. So I just gave him a bunch of links to a bunch of stuff of us and some pointers.
He's going to recut it?
He's going to add in some more stuff. I like told him like where to get some like good looking footage of Chris doing like more actiony stuff. And then I told him like with the footage he has of you on Attack, he can just kind of maybe, you know, widescreen it, maybe color correct it a bit and make it look like you're like just the gadget guy, you know? and then I get some more stuff of me. So it's less like found footage looking stuff and less grainy YouTube stuff. He's really excited. He's like, yeah, I haven't done this stuff in a long time. And then I think it'll turn out nicely.
It was really good. Did you see it?
No.
The Chin and Tonic. He did a Magnum PI Chin and Tonic intro with us.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully like the next one will be pretty good.
Yeah.
Awesome,
I liked it.
And then we got a couple more. I think I just found out that I believe our Nerdist TV specials are going to start airing July 28th.
Mm. Well, there's my dad's birthday.
There's a Talking Dead on July 8th. I went to Atlanta to Walking Dead set, and I can't talk about any of it because I signed a really thick NDA.
So many things you do that you can't talk about on this podcast. Or what are we going to do, Chris?
My rap band should be called NDA. Non-disclosures with attitude.
Oh, I love
I was in San Francisco staying at a really shitty hotel where I tried to call down to the front desk and no one answers. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, I was taking a shower and I had the bathroom door open and a guy came in asking if I had called for an extra towel. And I said no. And I was talking
so
to
then
him.
He got in the shower
I was talking to him from the chair. He's like, you didn't? Someone called from this room asking for a towel. I was like, it wasn't me. Can you please get out as I'm in the shower?
That's amazing. Yeah, July 28th, the Nerdist Comic-Con special will air on BBC America
yep.
at 9 p.m.
Yeah, so Talking Dead July 8th after a Walking Dead marathon weekend, and then the 28th, we start weekly for like 4 weeks, I think, for of Nerdist TV shows on BBC America.
28th is two shows. Two shows are on the 28th.
Two shows.
9 and 10 p.m.
I really like what... I like the shows have more structure now, and they're all about something. And
well, we just needed time, and they gave it to us, finally.
Yeah, they're hour-long shows.
Yeah.
It was really... They were really fun to do. Yeah. Really, really fun. Nice work, you guys.
Speaking of awesome shows, if you guys haven't been keeping up with Eagle Heart, each episode's better than the
Eagle
one before.
Eagle Heart is fucking one of those shows that is just so good.
So fucking good. If you're not watching Eagle Heart, you're missing out on some of the funny, like one of the funniest shows on television right now.
That was so funny.
Yeah. It's just so layered with jokes. And like, Chris, you would love the Tinselwood episode.
Don't you tell me what I would love.
I just think I've done a pretty good job of it so far.
You
don't you tell just, me what I love.
Get out of my barbecue.
That's the episode name.
I was going to call
your
it...
Your lack of chips is disturbing.
No, I was going to call it Sensual Memories.
Sensual Memories?
Was that what it was, what you said before? Sensual Moments.
Sensual Moments?
You said that earlier in the show.
Nick Cage Portal.
No.
Did I say sensual moments earlier?
They are sensual memories. Yes, because you're talking about Hunger Games. And you're like, they were in a cave having a sensual moment.
Oh, yeah.
Like you had just learned this language. And you're like, we're having a sensual moment.
Sensual was.
It's hard being a robot.
Yeah. District 12, you guys. District 12.
What's that?
Wasn't that the district they were from?
I think it was
District 13 or 14? I don't know.
I thought it was, I can find out. The internet will tell
us. Not important.
It is important to you.
Not important.
Deep down.
Shut your fucking mouth.
You're not hitting the button again.
Shit. All right, what's the district?
Hang on.
Telephone. Telephone.
I figured out your points of view.
Fuck.
Jonah speaks Rodriguez, and Matt speaks Myraki.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm okay with that, I guess.
And then you speak like there's shit pouring out of your mouth.
District 12!
You got it?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You're the winner of the Hunger Games Trivia Prize today on the Nerdist, Matt.
Well, what that's all I the time win? We have.
Do I win my moleskin back?
Nope.
Why?
All of your jokes. Do you remember any of them?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it.
That's it. We did it. We made another hostful.
We made a hostful.
Oh, fuck me.
What? Why?
Hang in there, Jonah.
Ugh. Dying, guys. Dying. I went running this morning.
Dying a few years
ago. You ran?
I ran.
Outside?
Yes.
Good for you.
Fucking.
How are your knees?
They're, you know what? They're holding up okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, they didn't hurt that
good
bad.
For you.
That bad.
I got to run on a treadmill. Can't run outside.
I just
splits open up. I start crying.
I don't know, man. Running outside just it goes by faster than when you're
start
just
crying like Jonah watching a movie on a plane.
Shut the fuck up, Chris.
What?
Yeah.
Oh shit, Chris. Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Boom, 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 boom.
You're just calling for this.
Damn. Yeah. I don't know why I said that. I really don't.
Met Meyer, ladies and gentlemen.
Enjoy your Moreno.
Enjoy your burrito.
Nicolas Cage portal.
What? Why'd you bring burritos to the barbecue?
This is clearly American fare.
Thought I would do something fun. Listen, do you think Princess Leia's mad at me after the whole Alderaan thing?
I mean, I had to show them.
Do you hate me? You hate me, don't you? You hate me? Where's my insecurity button?
We gotta go.
Do we really stop? I don't know sometimes. Sometimes you like act like you did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hit stop.
I feel like you might have not hit that.
Actually, I think you were also secretly taping us when we were hanging out earlier.
Wait a second.
What are you talking about?
I just realized in my head now that you were like,
oh, you mean the place you realize things?
Yes.
Wait.
Sometimes I realize it in my fist.
I talked about things that I don't want people to know about on that. What are you talking about? Chris.
Tune in for Friday's podcast.
There's no NDA with us. Why? I mean, what? I mean, you know what I mean. You can't just film us without us knowing.
You seem nervous, Mr. Myra.
I don't know.
We'll listen to the podcast on Friday to see what made it in.
Caribbean Duke! Now he's playing the same flute!
Wait, so you didn't want to just hang out and drink coffee while I smoke a cigarette. You just wanted
then the internet
footage
cried,
for your...
Don't smoke, man!
Oh, fuck the internet.
Well, wait, now that there was some.
Seriously, if you find my moleskin, just let me know. This is what it sounds like when we pack up. Wrapping up an iPod cable right now. Put that in here. I'm gonna close up my Beats by Dre headphones. Have to pack the
show. Caribbean lady in waiting!
That's really far down the totem pole.
Yeah.
Caribbean peasant! Now life for him ain't so pleasant, and I don't afford the pheasant. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. And you're not getting presents, 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 presents.
If the people are still listening to this, God bless you, because this is not...
I just want people to feel what it's like when we wrap it up here.
This is usually it's a lot quicker. Usually leave a lot faster. All right, I gotta get to a show. You're just gonna fucking stay here by yourself and do a podcast.
Don't you worry about what I'm gonna do.
He's starting a new podcast called Talking Nerdist, where he's gonna
run clips, run clips of the show.
And so what just happened here?
All right, this is pretty crazy. If we're going, you want to see that again?
I like when Matt said liver spots. Oh, if you name the episode liver spots,
this episode's gonna have like four names.
Would lose your shit.
All right, I really like sensual moments though.
I know. Do what you want. That's what happens.
Parenthetical.
Does this mic work? Can you get me up on this channel?
Nope. Bye, guys.
We're going to go live our lives, Chris.
Ugh, that sounds sad. All right, it's just you and me now. I'm so glad to be fucking rid of those guys. Oh, my God. This is what I've wanted the entire time. What do you want to talk about? Guys? Guys? Ah, shit, I'm running out of tape.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast was brought to you by Bing. Only Bing now integrates information from your friends on Facebook and experts on Twitter so you can tap into their knowledge and opinions and spend less time searching and more time doing. Now, search goes social. Check it out at Bing.com.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.